Hi all, hope everyone's well. It's quite a long message this week, so I hope you're sitting comfortably. If you are, then we shall begin. I would like, first of all, to extend an enormous welcome to Kerry Cobb. She joined us last week as the presenter of our brand new breakfast show. The breakfast show is called Good Morning St Albans. Kerry joins us with an enormous amount of experience presenting breakfast formats in our area. She's worked before for Heart, for Chiltern, Mercury, and also in London for stations like LBC. The show goes out 6 until 9 every weekday morning at the moment, but that's going to be extended to 10 a.m. in due course. Now, we're just starting very slowly with the breakfast programme. We're not doing a big bang launch, but just slowly and very quietly getting it on air and improving it constantly and gradually. It's not going to be the finished thing right away, but we are going to make it better as we get feedback and as we adapt. So please have a listen. Let me and Kerry know what you think. We would be delighted to have your feedback, and I'm really excited about having a live breakfast programme back again on the station. So thank you, Kerry, and welcome. Secondly, thanks everyone who has helped with the recent scheduling changes. Denise Parsons, the Parsons Nose, has moved to Mondays at 7 and been extended to 2 hours. The Irish Music Show to Wednesdays. The Country Show has gone to Monday night and extended to 2 hours as well. Generation Gap is Thursdays at 9, and we have a new programme on Thursday night at 7 called Taste of St Albans. It's a show all about food, restaurants, local producers, and how St Albans is the centre of a rich community who appreciate and seek out great food. I know this is going to be a hit. Thanks so much to Mandy and to Denise, who've taken the bit between their teeth and get it on air, and with a sponsor as well. So fantastic work, guys. Well done. Thirdly, a little bit of housekeeping. The local elections for council and police and crime commissioner are taking place on Thursday this week. The polls are going to be open from 7 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. Now, while the polls are open, we are not allowed to mention anything about the election. No results, no exit polls. Not talking to candidates, nothing, apart from the basic fact that the polls are open. As soon as Big Ben chimes 10, we are no longer in the election period and we can start talking about it again. However, we will still be in the referendum period because the referendum takes place in late June. So we're still required to provide strict balance between both the Remain and Leave sides of the EU referendum debate. As with anything to do with regulatory things, please get in touch with me if you have any questions at all. I'll give you my email address at the end of the message. Finally, and most importantly, I have now come to the end of the first phase of my plans for the station. The first phase was all about listening and observing and seeing how the station works, how it comes across over the air, what our listeners and potential advertisers think of it, and most importantly, what we can do to change it to make ourselves a better part of the community and start talking about our listeners' concerns and their hopes and their fears. The first decision I made was endorsed by the board of directors last week, and that is that we are changing our strapline. From now on, we are 92.6 FM Radio Verulam, the radio station for St Albans. Now, I know what you're thinking. What about Hatfield? What about Radlett? What about Redbourne, Harpenden? All these other places that you can actually hear us. Why are we limiting ourselves to just St Albans? Well, the answer actually is pretty simple. We need focus. The simple fact of the matter is that doing one thing brilliantly is far better than trying to do many things and not succeeding. What do listeners in St Albans have in common with the people of Hatfield, or Hemel, or Boreham Wood? Actually, not a lot, really. But by claiming we serve all these places, we're diluting the one thing we actually can do, which is to put out a brilliantly targeted radio station for St Albans, in favour of putting on an average radio station for West Hertfordshire. We only have a finite amount of things we can do, resources, volunteer, time and money, so let's focus that on the one thing we can really nail. Now, does this mean we're never going to mention these other places? Of course not. If there's a news story in Harpenden or a great concert in Hatfield or something happening at the county showground in Redbourne, of course we're going to talk about it. But as far as on-air branding is concerned, we are the radio station for St Albans. I know it seems like we're cutting off our own fingers here, but I need you to believe that this is the right way to proceed. As a result of that, and now that I know what the station should be about, I'm now in a position to start work on our on-air branding, which means finding voiceovers and production, so I very much hope to have some new on-air toys for you to play with very soon. You've probably heard a few of my prototypes go out on air. More of those will be on the way. I'm also working on a presenter manual, and I'm going to be circulating my first draft this week. This is a document that will explain everything about being a presenter on the station, what to talk about, how to structure your programme, how to deliver a link, how to plan your shows so that it has the most impact on air. I urge you, please, to read it and think about its contents and how you can apply those to your own programmes to make the station sound more professional and more focused. That is absolutely the goal of this thing. We have got to put up a professional face in order to attract the advertisers. Of that, there is simply no question. Right, that's about it from me. I've got Monday off, but I'm back to work from Tuesday, worse luck. As ever, if you have any problems or suggestions, comments, concerns, whatever, please, please, please get in touch with me. My email address is matt.jones@radioverulam.com. Now, I hope you have a great bank holiday, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of your week.